Yeah, there it is. Hello, welcome to a pre-show for Wednesday. Boy, we got a half hour out of my fucking fucked up throat yesterday, didn't we? What the fuck is wrong with that picture, man? Let's try this again here. Hanging around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and fun days always get me. All right, man. All right. Some kind of wild fucking things happening, man. Bob Green. I think I'll let Bob Green on today.
Well, yeah, Phil, and I congratulate and make sure you stop by on your way back from the polling place.
Well, the election was in Alabama.
All right. Is it Alabama?
Yeah.
That's not what Dickman told me. Just he said there was, well, it doesn't make any difference to me. If you're involved in politics and after you get done beating up your wife or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Where the hell? What I've got, they used to call the blues. Jesus Christ. Oh, my fucking God, people. People, my people. Goddamn this fucking rescue cat we got. She's like, bless her heart. I mean, you know, but she's just, she lives in the closet. She comes out maybe, you know, about not even a half hour a day, just kind of looks around at us and then goes back in the closet. But she's really old, you know. And I figure, you know, if you're really old, all you want to do is sleep and, you know, eat and take a look at shit and go back to sleep, right? Doctor thinks she's about 13 or 14. I got to bring her and show her to you guys. She's a gorgeous cat. She's black and white. But talk about fucking money. Christ almighty. I just went to the vet today to pick up two prescriptions for her at a special pharmacy where they do compounds, you know. Oh, yeah, you can't just go to any pharmacy. You have to go to a special one where they, you know, get out the mortar and they actually create the thing. And one of them is an antibiotic and the other is a steroid because she's got all kinds of shit wrong with her inside of her. And the antibiotic for whatever infection she's got. And it was in a liquid, but I had to, like, you know, kind of squeeze it into her mouth, you know, with one of the, just a plastic thing to kind of just shoot it in there. And she fucking hated that. She thought I was her biggest enemy, and she turned around and ran away from me. So, okay, great. That ain't going to fucking work. So this stuff you rub on the ear, the inside of the ear, it's like a cream, both of them. And it doesn't hurt her, and she laid there and let me do it. But now she still thinks I'm a creep, because, like, every time I will come around her, she's thinking, okay, what new thing are you going to do to me, man, you know? And what else? That's right now, that's it. And she had an ultrasound, and she had two B12 treatments, and she had fluids. The last time she was at the doc, they put her on, they gave her an IV of fluids. She's very skinny, even though the only thing about this cat I would say is that her behavior seems healthy. She walks around, she's curious, goes up and down the stairs of the house, like 15 fucking stairs. I know because I had to count them when Maria was there. And she, she's always looking around and shit. She followed me down to the downstairs one day when I was taking some trash out. She wanted to go out and say, you know, where thunder goes. But then she goes back upstairs, goes into her closet, stays there all fucking day. You know, which is cool. That's cool. But I just, you know, I don't want her to think that every time I come near, I'm the enemy, you know. She's okay with me. She doesn't dig. Cats don't dig surprises, you know. No, 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 no. No, they don't. Mm-mm. Some kind of lonely creep. Excuse me. Oh, Jesus Christ. I got to tell you, I listened to Father Staley with the whole Christmas time is a time. I was laughing. I don't know. And then he calls fucking. Then he called McWhorter's a Mick. You drunk Mick. I just, you know, call me crazy, but I get more of a kick out of this show now than I did the other show. The other show was so hard to do. And that part I didn't mind, but, you know, it was always reliant on, you know, there was that extra special, that extra thing you had to do, which was churn the phone calls and trick people into thinking there that a real caller was there, you know, that a real, you know, that this character was bona fide and valid. And, you know, and then and then some days you'd have a good show and some days you wouldn't. Some days you'd get the callers and some days you didn't. But I don't mean to be, you know, reminiscing that way, but who's this guy, Scott Van Pelt? Has he been around for a long time? I think he has. I've heard the name, but this dude's like, it's like a big star on ESPN. Is that it? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just here and then I leave, you know, that's all I do. Birmingham, Alabama. Have I ever been through? No, I haven't. I've driven through Alabama the southern part of the state. I've gone through the southern part of Alabama, Mobile, you know, that little panhandle part of Alabama. I've been through that like a million fucking times, driving between Florida and New Orleans, driving between L.A. and Florida, bunches and bunches of times. I got to tell you, I was watching this fucking thing tonight. I thought for sure Moore had it. When I laid down to take a nap, because it's been a long fucking day, so I decided, well, I think I'll crash and then come down and do the show. It was Moore was up by about 4 percentage points, and they'd only counted a few, maybe 60%, I think. But they had not counted the city. They had not counted Birmingham, and they hadn't counted some of those key areas. I woke up. I walk in the living room. I look at the TV set. Jones declared the winner. I was like, what the fuck, man? That just, woo! Now, this guy Moore won't concede, thinks there might be a recount. According to Alabama state law, it has to be less than a half of a percent. And then the law triggers the recount. There's 20,000 votes thereabouts separating Moore and Jones. The Secretary of State of Alabama said he's never seen a recount that has wiped out 20,000 votes, basically. The most recent recount they had was in 2016. There was some election for, maybe it was a Senate seat or something like a congressional seat, and they had a recount. The vote changed, like, was it a couple of hundred votes? And it didn't, in other words, they added a couple hundred votes, but it didn't change the election. 20,000 votes would have to be massive fraud. And, of course, fucking Trump and all these fucking nuts, I mean, that's all they goddamn can think about, you know. Got to be voter fraud. Got, oh, sure. Hanging around. The fuck is this? Oh, my pharmacy. Okay, I got it already, people. The fucking pharmacy, like 900 goddamn messages about my motherfucking prescription. What is this? Oh, an invoice? Dr. Emery's good. Ranging around. Mind up here. You know, the other thing about the show today was only 36 minutes, but it sounded like, you know, a good long show. I didn't notice. I knew it was only 36 minutes because that's about all I could do. The show here today should be better because you can hear my voice is a little bit looser. But the thing with this is, it didn't sound, it sounded like it was a normal length show. I don't know. Maybe it's just my imagination. But it was just my imagination once again running away with me.
Now my heart cries out so. This is love, real love, and it's so heavenly. Oh, yeah.
Fucking more on that goddamn horse.
It's very plain to see.
That out of here. But aren't they still counting these fucking votes, man? Why is it still 21,000? Aren't they still counting the votes? Like they just, it's like it's, oh, 99% of the precincts. God damn it, man. Charles Barkley was down in Alabama for the did he go to the University of Alabama? Where do you go to school? Where do you go to play? Where do you play his college ball, you know? So this guy, Doug Jones, worked in the Clinton administration. I don't know who the cat is. I mean, I got no idea who this cat is. How come they don't call them the Oakland Athletics? Or do they? Do they still? I kind of think it's kind of a cool name, the Oakland Athletics. It's the Oakland A's, which could be taken as, you know. You know what I like to eat? And I haven't had them in literally months and months because they're heavy in calories. Peanuts. Now, I know it sounds pedestrian. Goddamn peanuts. I love them. Love them. Whole bags of them, man. I just fucking love peanuts. And I can't eat them because they're just too fucking fattening, man. And the other thing I like are almonds. They ain't much better. So I can't have nuts. Although never mind. So let's see. Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, Phil. What the fuck, bitch? Come on, what? I gotta go through this goddamn shit. Oh my god. Vernon Dozier. What are you doing, Vernon? What are you doing, Vernon? What were you gonna do, Vernon?
Well, yes, they can make him. Well, you can't make him concede. You can go down and say to him, Judge Moore, there's no purpose of you waiting it out for a recount, so you will have to concede. Now, he's going to say, no, I'm not going to, at which time you can say to him, I now am directing you to concede the election at this time.
And if he says, I still won't do it.
Okay, if he says he still won't do it, then you are allowed to, by Alabama law.
I mean, Bob Balaban.
I said by Alabama. You are allowed by Alabama law to then put your arm across his throat.
No, wait a second, Jay.
Now, I'm telling you, Mr. Henry, you're allowed to say, my name is Roy Moore. Then you're allowed to bring in someone who does impressions to record a message, I'm Roy Moore, I concede.
Is that a joke?
No, it is not a joke. It's a little-known part of Alabama. Shit. You guys are going to take this serious or not?
What am I doing? Oh, I'm looking for the... So I saw this thing today. They said, what do you think Trump's health is like? I said, well, look, the shit that he's eating alone, McDonald's, Diet Cokes. It's not even real food. This is what this guy with this one doctor was saying. At the age of 70, there's no question that there's probably a cardio. You know, he's gonna have his physical at Walter Reed Army Hospital. Now those guys don't fuck around. Those are bona fide doctors, and I mean they're gonna give him a colonoscopy. They're gonna stick the tube right up his ass. They're gonna give him. Every kind of test on his cardiovascular. They'll CAT scan his fuck. I'll probably CAT scan. I'll give him an ultrasound or something. Who knows, you know? They'll find something, man.
Phil Hendry Show.
You know, it's like my throat got worse here for a very brief period. What is that? What the fuck? What is that about? Hey, man, I don't see that big stupid asshole on the stage there, that Dean Young motherfucker.
Judge Moore is not going to... Well, I can tell you, Phil, as a in Birmingham, my name is Mark Driscoll.
What was that guy's that character I had?
Yeah, my name is Mark Metcalf. Well, I don't know, but I'm...
Fuck, it's only midnight in Birmingham, man, and the place is almost cleared out. Doug Jones is... Because I'm recording this, obviously, on Tuesday night. But Doug Jones's campaign headquarters is, like, cleared. I'd still be there... partying and shit, going deep into the cooler for that last whatever's down there, Leinenkugel. What do they drink down there? Lone Star? Hey, where the fuck is the Highway Patrol. There's Ted's of Beverly Hills. Where's the goddamn Highway Patrol? Oh, God, don't tell me I gotta go through this shit, man. I gotta fucking look for this. There. Nah, you motherfucker. Where is it? Here it is, theme to Highway Patrol. Fuck.
Of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Hello. Hello. Not bad range for, you know, I quit smoking in 2009. This is 2017. It's 8 years. It'll be 8 years Christmas Day. I think my last cigarettes were on Christmas Eve. Yeah, Christmas Day. I had no cigarettes. I was deathly ill. By the day after Christmas, I was really fucking sick. And what happened then was a series of stupid things that I did, including breathing all that steam. But by New Year's Eve, I was in the doctor's office, and he said to me, "You're a sick motherfucker. I'm going to send you home. I'm going to check in with you the day after New Year's." So New Year's Day, I spent, I don't know what I was doing. I was just sick as shit. He said, "I want you in here day after New Year's." I barely made it there. Almost passed out getting out of the car. Almost blacked out. And he said to me, "I'm putting you in the hospital." And that's when Susie came. And she drove me to the hospital in my car. And then she had the use of a Jaguar for a whole week. How about that? No, I'm just... Well, yeah. Sure, she did. Here, Susie, just take the car. If you knew Susie like I know Susie... And then in I went, man. In I fucking went. And I didn't even give a shit, you know? I mean, I didn't know what was... I had no idea what was to come. I didn't know. I was, like, just so fucked up, it didn't matter to me anymore. You know, I'm just in the hospital. I didn't know how long I'd be in there. I didn't know what they were going to do to me. I was just like, take me, do what you will with me. They put me in a wheelchair once a day, wheel me down to the fucking x-rays. They'd x-ray my fucking lungs, like, once a day, one night. I had a vision of these blonde women in those x-ray people, you know, kind of uniforms. And they came in and they were hovering over me with me. Turned out they actually did. In the middle of the night, came in and got an x-ray of me while I was laying there, because I think they thought I was just so fucking sick. There's these two really, I don't even know if they were beautiful, but to me they were gorgeous blondes that worked as x-ray technicians. And they came into my room and they were all like, "Ooh." And like, it was almost like I was hallucinating this shit. And then took the x-rays and gone. And then one night, they woke me up and drew my blood. What the fuck they do in the middle of the night, you know? Oh, yeah. That got me off of cigarettes. That's what it took. No pictures of rotted out lungs. No holes in the throat. None of that shit even ever fazed me. I could give a fuck. Really. Because it wasn't my experience. You know, and fact is, had it become my experience, if I'd been diagnosed with cancer and I got a hole in my throat, I probably would have said, you know, serves my fucking ass right. But it didn't happen to me. What happened to me, it was a godsend. I got pneumonia, which is not permanent, but it can almost kill you. Almost killed me. And I said, no more. I'm not smoking this shit anymore. No more cigarettes. The very thought of a cigarette made me ill. To this day, if I can, I remember my experience with pneumonia and I think of smoking a cigarette, there's no fucking way. Today, I actually had a craving for a cigarette. I said, what is it I want? It's a cigarette. You know, I did. But it passed. And usually I can get rid of it with a cup of coffee. even a drink. It's funny. Some people say, I can't quit smoking because I like to drink and I love to smoke when I drink. And I know what that feeling is. I do. And it hung me up for a long time. I can't quit smoking. Every time I have a drink, I want to have a cigarette, you know. But all of that shit went to the boards, man. All that shit was just beside the point after I got sick. And I drink just fine now without any tobacco. In fact, I enjoy it more. I enjoy it more. So, no, I mean, here I am. I'm remembering. So, all right, let's get our shit together. Let's do this, and then we can talk more. Okay? Good. Thank you. See what I want to do. Sounds good to me. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Here we are.
Podcast One has crime and mystery with shows like Cold Case Files.
Unsure of how his victim was killed, the doctor completely...
That's not it, motherfucker.